Boeing and Airbus study how coronavirus behaves in planes. By Tom Sikata on May 26, 2020. Aircraft manufacturers Boeing and Airbus announced this week that they are conducting tests to determine how the Chinese virus behaves on airplanes in flight. Their efforts, along with work by the FAA and CDC, are concentrated on ensuring safe flights as the public returns to the skies. According to a report by the Wall Street Journal, Boeing and Airbus are working to expedite the return to normal for commercial air travel. Both manufacturers are using computer modeling to simulate how the Chinese virus might travel during flight, along with collaborating with experts and academics in the United States and Europe. The report claims that the Federal Aviation Administration is working with aircraft manufacturers on strategies that will help them mitigate the spread of the virus during commercial flights. The Federal Aviation Administration has been in touch with Boeing, Airbus and experts at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to assess coronavirus risks for flyers and how to mitigate them, people familiar with those discussions said. FAA officials have for years sponsored research on how to measure and reduce the introduction of fuel and oil vapors in cabins, but those efforts haven't been formally expanded to better understand how the new coronavirus behaves inside planes, one of these people said. Lindsay Marr, an engineering professor at Virginia Tech working with Airbus on their research, claims that it would be unlikely for the virus to spread if all passengers are wearing masks. If everyone's wearing a mask, then there is very little that is getting out into the air, Marr said. Breitbart News reported earlier in May that American Airlines was gifting thousands of free vacations to New York City healthcare workers. CNBC reported last week that airlines are seeing a gradual increase in the demand for commercial flights. Despite the changes, air travel demand is still down 92% compared to last year's travel statistics. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.